A person has 248 limbs that make up his body. There are 30 limbs in his foot. Each toe has 6 limbs, 6 bones in each toe. Asara bakarsal, 10 bones in the knee. Shnayim bishot, 2 bones in the lower leg. Hamisha barkuva, 5 bones in the knee. Echad biyarch, 1 bone in the thigh. Shlosha bakatlas, 3 bones in the hip. Achaz esrei tzlos, the person has 11 ribs. Shloshim bepisas hayad, another 30 limbs in his hand. Shisha b'chol etzba, 6 limbs in each finger. Shnayim b'kana, 2 limbs in his lower arm. Ushnayim b'marpeik, 2 limbs in his elbow. Echad b'zroa, 1 limb in his upper arm. V'arba b'katev, and 4 limbs in the shoulder. Me'av echad mizeh, who me'av echad mizeh, 101 limbs on each side of his body. 202 we counted all together. Ushmona esrei chuyos b'shedra, there are 18 vertebrae in the spine. Tisha b'rosh, 9 bones in the head. Shmona b'tzavor, another 8 bones in the neck. Shisha b'mafteach shalev, there are 6 bones in the mafteach of the heart, meaning the breastbone that close off the heart. B'chamisha b'nekavim, there are 5 bones, these are pelvic bones that protect the genitals. Altogether, 248 bones in his body. Kol echad echad, metame b'maga uvamasa uvayel. Each one of these limbs in itself would be metame like a mace. B'maga, if somebody came into contact with it, or b'masa, if it was carried by somebody, or b'ayel, if somebody was under the same roof as any one of these limbs, it would be metame like the mace itself, even though the limb has less than the shear of a kezayis, as we saw in the previous mishnah, that an aver shalem, a complete limb from a body that has basar gidin ba'atzamos, is metame, even though it's less than a kezayis. Amesan is manchiyesha lam basar karot. When do we say that an aver shalem is metame, even though it has less than a shear? When it has an adequate amount of basar attached to it. Now, what's considered an adequate amount of basar? The Mefarshim explained that if this limb was still attached to a living person and it was missing some basar, that it would heal itself. That the basar that is missing would eventually recover and it would heal. In such a case, that's considered an adequate amount of basar attached to the limb and would be metame. Avomena lam basar karai, but if this aver does not have an adequate amount of basar attached to it, that if this aver was attached to a living person and was missing this amount of basar, it would be missing too much basar for it to heal itself. It would not heal. In such a case, since it does not have an adequate amount of basar, metamin b'mago b'masa, v'ein metamin b'oil, the aver would be metamin b'mago u'b'masa by coming into contact with it or by carrying it, but would not be metamin b'oil. And this is what Chazal learned out from the pasuk. For an aver to be metamin b'oil, it would have to have an adequate amount of basar attached to it. The following parts of a mace would be metamin b'oil. It would be metame, anything that's under the same root as the following. Hamate, you have a mace shalom, a complete corpse. Anything under the same root as a mace would become tame from the mace. Ukezayis from the mace. Or even if you don't have an entire mace, you have only a kezayis from the mace, it would be metame, anything that's under the same oil. Ukezayis nutzel. Or if you have a kezayis of nutzel, which is when the flesh had dissolved and then congealed, that's called nutzel. If you have a kezayis of nutzel, it would be metame, like a kezayis from basar. Umalo tarbid rekev. Or if you have an entire spoonful of decomposed parts of the mace, where the mace decomposed, and you have a large spoonful, which holds the amount that you would hold with two handfuls, that amount of decomposed part of the mace would be metame ba'al. Hashedra v'hagul goylos, a spine from the mace, or the skull of the mace, would be metame ba'al. Eiver min ha'mace, ve'eiver min ha'chat, she'esh aleihem basar karot. If you have an eiver shalet from a mace that has basar gidin ba'atzamos, or an eiver that detached itself from a chat that has basar gidin ba'atzamos, and the aver has an adequate amount of buffer attached to it. But it's missing some buffer, but it's not missing that much buffer that had the aver been attached to a living person, it would heal itself. That's considered an adequate amount of buffer. The aver, in that case, would be metami boil. If you have a quarter of a cob of bones from a mace, and these quarter of a cob of bones come from rove of the binion or rove of the minion of the mace, in such a case, a quarter of a cob of bones would be metami bar. Now, what's considered rove binion of the mace? As there are certain bones that are considered the main binion of a person. A person is supported by these bones more than other bones. Referring to the bones from the lower leg and from the side, and from the spine, and from the ribs. So if you have a quarter of a cob of bones, and these quarter of a cob of bones come from most of the bones that make up these bones that we just mentioned, the lower legs, the side, the spine, and the ribs. Even though we might not have the complete intact majority of the rope binion of the mace, and some of the bones that we have are only parts of the rope binion of the mace, but since the rope of cob of the bones come from most of the bones that make up the main thing of the mace, it would be metami boil. On third two, if we have a rove of cob of bones that come from the rove minion of the mace, from the majority of the bones of the mace, as there are 248 bones in a person, so 125 is the majority. And if the rove of cob of bones that we have come from 125 bones, even though those bones might not be intact, we might only have parts of some of those bones, but since the rove of cob comes from 125 bones, it would be metami boil. And so too, if we have the majority of the bone from the main binion of the mace, from the lower leg, the side, the spine, and the ribs, and the bones that we have are complete. So even if we don't have a quarter of a cob of bones, in such a case, since we have a majority of the main binion of the mace, in such a case it would be metami boil, even though it's not a rove of cob, since the bones that we do have are the complete bones. They're not only parts of those bones. And so too, if we have the majority of the bones of a mace, even if it's less than a quarter of a cob of bones, it would be metami boil. If we have 125 bones, and these bones aren't just parts of a bone, but they're complete bones, in such a case, since we have the majority of the bones of the mace, even though these bones are less than a quarter of a cob, it would be metami boil. Kama hu rove minyano mea ve'esrim v'chamisha. What is considered rove minion of the varim of a mace? 125 is the rove minion. That's the majority of bones, since there are 248 limbs in a mace.